Hi. Hi, my name is Patty Yang. I am 16 years old. The date is December 3rd, 2018. And I'm with my uncle, Guy, in the living room in Glendale, Wisconsin. Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Guy Wang. I was born in April 17, 1958.
Okay. Alright, so I'm going to start by asking you a question.
Yes.
How was your childhood like?
My childhood? I helping my parents do farming, raising animals, and going to school.
Okay. So how many siblings do you have?
I have 5 brothers, 3 sisters, but 2 passed away.
What was the cause of their death?
Because of the war. And they had to move around, and sometimes they don't have food, not enough food, no medicine. And my father is not allowed, and that may be the cause of.
So, are you the oldest out of your siblings?
Yeah.
What things did you have to do?
Thing that I have to do, I have to help my mom and dad. Watching the young kids and help take care of the feeding animal and finding food for the family. Sometimes my dad's my home and I have to help my mom.
Oh, so sometimes you would have to take your father's position when he was not around, huh?
Yes.
So where did you and your family stay during the Vietnam War?
During the Vietnam War, we stayed in Longchamp. Longchamp.
Okay. What is Longchamp?
Longchamp is a base. Was a military base. The American, the United States. The army base to fight, to help to fight for our people, to help Americans or the United States to fight the North Vietnamese.
So, why did you guys fight?
We fight because the United States come to our country and to asking our people to fight, to help the United States to fight the North Vietnamese. But because of that time, and it's a war, you know, it's a war, and we see that the United States, you know, look like they are stronger than the French people, and they have more tank, airplane, or they have a good gun. So depending they decide, but because they don't like the Communist Party anyway, and that's why the Hmong people or our people join the United States to fight the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese. They crossing to our land and going down to south, and they call the Ho Chi Minh Trail that they coming from the North Vietnamese and going down to south because they cannot go and they cannot bring the food or military supply and they're to crossing our land going down to south to fight. the American and the United States to asking people to help the United States to fight, and then they give us the gun, weapon, airplane, and tank, and to fight the North enemy. That is what we fight for, and help to fight, help the United States to fight the war.
So, how did the United States provide food and gun supplies for you guys to fight?
During that time, we don't have any good transportation, and because our country is it's a hilly, it's a mountain, and a river, you know, and it's very hard to cross. And the United States, they supply the food and military weapon by air, you know, by the helicopter, by the air.
So, you said earlier, when you first saw the United States soldiers, you thought of them as heroes, right?
Yes, because they have a good uniform, you know, and they have everything, weapon, gun, tank, airplane, and, you know, you look at them like a hero, and we believe that they are stronger, and so we
okay. So, what were you guys call? What were you guys call? Were you guys call? I heard that I did some research and you guys the Secret War. Could you tell me a little bit about the Secret War?
They call it Secret War. Secret War. Because the country. Our country, it's a neutral, it's a neutral country. So the communist, like the Chinese, the Russia, they can come, and the United States, they can come. Now it's a neutral, and anybody can come in, but since the United States is in the south, and help the south to stop the north. North Vietnamese, so, but the North Vietnamese will try to crossing to the south and you know, and to fight the U.S. and move the United States out of the country like the French people or the French, but they can't do it. Then they have to crossing Laos to the south. And the United States give the weapon or the equipment for our people for to fight. And the United States don't want the whole world or the people in the United States itself to know that American or the United States go into war in Laos and Vietnam. So they don't want to tell, but actually the government, they know. But the civilians of the United States, they don't know that it's secret war. They call the secret war, but they call it's a war for us, but we don't know that why they don't know, and they call it secret. The secret because American, the United States just don't want to the government just don't want the people to know that they go into war in Laos.
Okay. Could you tell me who was in charge of the secret war?
That we call the Hmong, General Wang Pao. He is the one that takes charge of the Vietnam War or the secret war, because when the French and the Vietnam, not Vietnam, they fight. To the last day, and the French was lost for the North Vietnamese, and then they kicked the North, the French out, and then the Americans came to the country and the American say that American stronger, so American coming to our country and they're looking for a guy. And then when the French move out and the French mention or tell the Americans that if they want to get help and then go looking for a guy named Tao Wang. And then that is why Americans, you know, they come and looking for Tao Wang. And that is why they give the power or give the arm or the tank, the airplane for power and to collect, you know, for our people to get together and to become a military and fight the North Vietnamese. That's the problem.
Okay. Good. What would you say would be one of the disadvantages that the U.S. had in the Vietnam War?
The disadvantage of the American to fight the war with the Vietnamese or the communists or North Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
If the North Vietnam itself, it's easy for the United States to fight, you know, even our people, we can stop the North. But because of the Chinese people, the Chinese is the, you know, is the main communist party, you know, and they have, you know, a lot of population, they have a lot of army, they have billion people, so the United States cannot win the war. During the war, and we know that the Americans, they have good airplanes, they have good tanks, you know, which the North and the Chinese, they don't have it. But when the plane, you know, fly over and then drop the bomb and go back, and then there's nothing, so the army, you know, there's a lot of army, they're coming to the country, and for, you know, there's no way to fight or to win the war. I think that may be that's the reason that the United States, you know, lose, and that is a disadvantage to war against the communists, the North Vietnam.
Okay. So after when the U.S. was withdrawn and the North Vietnamese won, what happened to the Hmong?
To my people, to the Hmong people, because we fight very hard for American side. We don't know that, you know, we are not the people with the political, or we don't know, but we fought very hard with American side. And now American lose, and we have to move out the country. We know that we are Asian and we know each other, we know good. That if we don't move it, we don't move to another country. And then when they, you know, come to our country and then we have no power, they will, you know, they will kill us, you know. That is the problem.
Okay. So could you tell me a little bit how our family decided and how they came to America?
When the United States, you know, they tell, they let us know on General Wang Pao to know that American will draw, you know, the troop, and there's no more war in the country. And then we know that we lose, the American lose. So we came, the General Wang Pao, he cannot stay in the country, and plus the King of the Lao, and then he decided to move to, escape to Thailand, and then we just follow him to Thailand, and then then we moved to Thailand, and then we cannot stay in Thailand either, because we have to move to the third country, or either stay there and go back to Laos, and then, but the Laos government not accept, you know, because we are the people that, you know, fight with them. So the new Communist Party, they don't like us. And then the only choice, we have to move to third country and going to the United States, Canada, to, you know, another country, like Australia, a lot of countries. But we have to move out. That is what we come to this country, because we know the United States better.
Okay. Well, that's all I have for us today, and I want to thank you, Guy, very much for you to taking your time and talking to me about the Vietnam War and what happened, and going into detail about the secret war also. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Right. Well, okay.